This is VOA News. We have remote. I'm Melissa Milton. The United States and Germany are beginning to lay out their plans to distribute vaccines against COVID-19, in some cases as early as next month. The United States has set preliminary plans to begin vaccinating some groups as early as December 12th. That's 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to review a vaccine made by Pfizer. In the U.S., healthcare workers would be among the first to receive the vaccine. A joint investigation by Kaiser Health News and British newspaper The Guardian found that nearly 1,400 frontline healthcare workers in the United States have apparently died of COVID-19. One-third of those were nurses. German Health Minister Jens Spahn told reporters Sunday that there is reason to be optimistic that a vaccine would be approved in Europe before the end of the year. He said after that approval, vaccines could begin right away. At the G20 summit this weekend, 20 of the world's richest nations' leaders vowed to work together to ensure that vaccines against COVID-19 will be made available to the most poor and vulnerable populations. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported on Sunday that more than 58 million people around the world have been infected with the coronavirus thus far. More than 1.3 million people have died of it. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with 9 million and Brazil with 6 million infections. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said this weekend it recommends that all people avoid cruise ship travel as the risk of COVID-19 on ocean liners is very high. You can keep up on this story and all the other ones that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. projected president-elect Joe Biden plans to name the first members of his cabinet by Tuesday. That's according to a key aide of his today, or on Sunday, rather. This as President Donald Trump is urging on Republicans to help him in his long-shot legal effort to overturn his re-election defeat. Meanwhile, media reports say Biden is planning to name one of his longest-serving foreign policy advisors, Anthony Blinken, as his Secretary of State, and career Foreign Service Officer Linda Thomas-Greenfield as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Biden has said he plans to prioritize foreign policy in his administration in hopes of shoring up global alliances that have been strained under the Trump administration. Mr. Biden has said he plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, halt the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization, and rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. Polls closed in Burkina Faso's national elections on Sunday. Much of the nation was voting under the looming threat of jihadist violence. Results in the election are expected to be available by midweek. Incumbent President Roch Kabore is running for a second five-year term against 12 other candidates. He is expected to win, although the race against the opposition is tight, and he must win 51% of the votes cast to avoid a runoff. Burkina Faso's Central Election Commission has said that about 7% of the electorate will not be able to vote for fear of violence in the north and east of the country. That violence has taken more than 2,000 lives in this year alone. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Sunday that his country will lead international efforts to combat climate change. He said this in comments on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Suga has already said that Japan will aim for net zero emissions by 2050, making a green society one of his key policy priorities. Japanese lawmakers on Thursday declared a climate emergency in a symbolic vote aimed at increasing pressure for action to combat global warming after Japan last month committed to its firm timetable for those net zero emissions. Japan is the world's fifth biggest carbon emitter. With this vote, it joins Britain, Canada, and France in similar resolutions, as well as the European Union and nearly 2,000 regional and city authorities around the world. Suga said on Sunday, addressing climate change is not a constraint on economic growth. He added that Japan will lead international society in realizing a decarbonized world. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening.